Wait a minute, old-timer. I was right in the middle of a story.
No, can't wait, kid.
Okay, okay. Come on in.
Hello.
Go on with your narrative, son.
So, get some pet milk from your grocer today.
Well, that's a very interesting yarn, son.
Why, sure.
What's everybody doing? Out here in the kitchen?
Well, I'm having my breakfast in bed.
You are? Where do you sleep, daughter? In the sink?
Well, she's going back to bed as soon as McGee gets his pancakes made, old-timer. That's what he's doing, making pancakes. In case you thought from looking around that the Montreal hockey team had been warming up in here.
Okay, everybody, scoff at me, deride at me, laugh at me if you want to. But by George, when I get these pancakes...
Pancakes! Do I love them?
Yeah.
And do I know how to make them?
Oh, had a lot of practice, Mr. Old-timer.
Huh? Daughter, I made pancakes before you was born. Out west, that was. I was chuck wagon cook for the old Lazy Bee.
The Lazy Bee?
The old Lazy Bee. Named after my sister, Beatrice. Laziest woman in the Oklahoma Territory. Cross-eyed from when she was 29 years old. Had a fly in her nose and was too lazy to brush it off. Just sat and watched it till she sprang a eye muscle.
You were the chuck wagon cook?
You said it, Johnny. Well, sir, my recipe is for poncho pie.
Poncho pie?
That's what they call my pancakes, daughter.
Huh?
Shape of a pie and tasted like a poncho. Well, sir, I mixed me a handful of acorns into a scoop of cornmeal, ground them onto a hot rock and mixed with rainwater, then stick them into hot ashes for 5 hours, then pick them out, cool them off, pick the acorns out of the pancakes, throw away the pancakes, shuck the acorns, and eat the hulls. Then I had me a recipe for broiling beaver tail at the Indian Center.
The King's Men and Yumpty Dumpty Dido.
Yumpty Dumpty Diddle-dee-doo, we've got a prescription for you. My little tune sends you over the moon. Yumpty Dumpty Dido. What do you sing when you feel like a king? Yumpty Dumpty Dido. Sing along with me, oh, so merrily. And then with a shout, take a breath and give out with the up-dee-dum-dee-dido. What do you hum when your heart's on the bum? Up-dee-dum-dee-dido. What pulls you out when you're sour as grout? Up-dee-dum-dee-dido.
Look, Molly, this is the third time since noon that you've come trotting out here to the kitchen. The third time since noon. Gee, Whittle, how can I bring you breakfast in bed if you won't stay in bed?
Look, sweetheart, I'm starving. It's 2:30.
Mm-hmm. Just gotta be patient, Tootsie. It won't be long now. I'll have these pancakes cooking before... Ah, don't eat that cracker.
But, McGee, I've
come
got...
on now, put it back. That's a good girl. Anyways, you don't want to dull your appetite now. At the last minute.
Dull it? My appetite, dearie, has an edge you could shave with. You could even cut a throat with it. Oh, in this kitchen.
Well, it won't be long now, baby, and I know just how you feel. I got so weak myself working here that I finally had to fix me a couple of ham sandwiches and a pot of coffee to... keep up my own strength.
Oh, McGee.
I'd have had these pancakes cooking before now, only I ran into a little trouble with the batter.
Ran into trouble with the batter?
Mm-hmm.
You look like you just ran into the batter. Chin deep. Why, it'll take you an hour to scrape yourself off, dearie, after you...
Oh, that's nothing, kiddo. That's just normal splashage for me. Some cooks spill stuff, but when I get to work, I splash. You see? Hey, McGee, Molly, anybody home?
Oh, it's Dr. Gamble. I'm here, doctor.
Oh, hello, Molly, and... Oh, no.
Yep. And whatever you're winding up to say, Fatso, it's already been said. So sit down and shut up.
I won't make a comment.
Good.
I can well imagine, as I look at you standing there, with big blobs of white gunk in your hair all down your front and in your eyebrows, stirring a batch of goo that's too thick for wallpaper paste and too thin for plaster, that you must already have been described by your friends as looking like everything from a paper hanger after a two-bucket fall off a scaffold to a pearl-button diver in a starch factory. So I will refrain.
Thank you, Doctor.
What is it, Molly?
Pancakes, Doctor. He's fixing me breakfast in bed.
Breakfast at this hour?
The hour is a little indefinite, Doctor. In fact, 6 hours have gone by since he started this little project. We refer to it around here as Operation Hey Molly.
Well, it won't be long now, Tootsie. Look at that batter. It's ready to go.
Why don't you go with it, huh? McGee? Look, I'll take Molly out and buy her some breakfast.
I'll take that.
No, sir. You just trot right back up to bed now, kiddo, while this little drama goes on to a happy ending. Next time the curtain goes up, it'll find you sitting up in bed, smacking your lips and saying, McGee, you're wonderful.
Well, I guess I can climb those stairs again.
Sure.
Slowly. But if it takes over 20 minutes more, bring me up a sharp knife and some salt and pepper.
What?
That moose head in the guest room looks juicier every time I pass.
This is it. Turn on the gas there, boy.
Gladly.
No. Under the skillet, Lemonhead. Not the oven.
Oh, excuse me. I thought you wanted to stick your head in it.
Oh.
Personally, if I were you, I'd be...
stuffed. Well, how about it? You finally admit I know how to cook hotcakes? More syrup? Another sausage patty? Stop nodding your head and say something, will you?
Oh, McGee, you're wonderful. Those hotcakes.
And you ought to know, Barrel Belly. You must have ate 3 dozen of them.
They are sensational.
Yep.
I hope I can get up from this table. Ooh. But I ought to call my office and... Hey, what about Molly?
Molly? Oh, Molly!
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, I almost forgot her. Oh, well, there's still plenty left for her. I'll run upstairs with a napkin and some silver, Doc. I'll prop her up in bed and get her all ready, and you fix the tray.
Right. What does she like on her pancakes, honey?
Syrup, sweetie. I'll be right down.
She all ready? Hey.
She's sleeping like a baby, Doc. Poor kid. I don't have the heart to wake her now. Well, no use wasting all these pancakes.
I should say not.
Yes, sir.
There's one for me.
One for me.
One for me.
One for me.
Two for me.
Yeah. More, sir.
River and Molly return in a moment. You know, no matter how gray the world looks when you get up in the morning, it's almost like seeing the sunshine to see a stack of golden brown pancakes on your plate at the breakfast table. And you know something? With Pet Milk and your favorite pancake mix, you can make the most delicious pancakes that ever made a husband say, mmm. Yes, just follow the directions on the pancake package, and instead of ordinary milk, use Pet Milk mixed with an equal amount of water. Oh, boy, what a difference. And no wonder. Pet Milk, remember, is sweet country milk with more than half the water taken out. So, when you mix that milk with an equal amount of water, you're bound to have good, rich milk. Even richer than ordinary bottled milk. And, of course, that extra rich pet milk makes those pancakes extra good. How about pancakes for breakfast tomorrow? Extra good pancakes made the pet milk way.
Well, I'm sorry you didn't get any pancakes, kiddo, but I guess the sleep done you more good.
Well, how were they?
Oh, my gosh, wonderful. I and Doc ate 41 of them.
Geez. 41?
A piece, that is. Doc says I'm a great cook. Gave me a B.S. degree when we finished eating.
A B.S. degree?
Mm-hmm.
Bachelor of Science?
Bicarbonate of soda. Good night.
Good night, all.
The first evaporated milk, pet milk, brings you Fibber McGee and Molly each week at this time. Be with us again next Tuesday night, won't you?
The Pet Milk Program with Fibber McGee and Molly. First evaporated milk, pet milk, presents Fibber McGee and Molly with Bill Thompson, Arthur Q. Bryan, Dick LeGrand, Jess Kirkpatrick, and me, Harlow Wilcox. The show is written by Phil Leslie and Keith Fowler and directed by Max Hutto, with music by the Kingsman and Billy Mills Orchestra. You know, there's always a note of pride in a mother's voice when she says, "My baby's a pet milk baby." And it doesn't take long to discover why. There's the baby's steady growth, for one thing. "Look," she will say, "he's grown 2 inches. And any doctor can tell you that it's the milk minerals and vitamin D that regular feedings of pet milk can supply that help a baby make that sure, steady growth. Then there's that strong, straight back. Again, it's the minerals and vitamin D in pet milk that help make that strong, straight back possible. And that help baby to have straight, sturdy limbs. As time goes by, you also discover that pet milk helps baby develop good sound teeth. No wonder, is it, that more and more mothers are realizing there is no better milk you can buy for babies than pet milk. If you're expecting a baby, ask your doctor about pet milk. The first evaporated milk, the first food for millions of sturdy, happy babies. Full of tools, his pockets are full of nails, and the policy. As we join Fibber McGee and Molly. I brought my toolbox up in the basement, and I'm round to get to work. Today's your lucky day, kiddo. Old Dad's in a fixing mood. What's busted?
My dreams of a quiet morning. Everything's in fine shape around here, McGee, so just put the tools back.
Oh, now, don't you be bashful about asking me, baby. No job is too big for me, for you. I want to drive nails. I want to bore holes and stuff. I want to saw wood.
Good. You stretch out in there on the sofa and saw wood a while.
No, I gotta work off this energy, Molly.
Well, there is one thing you might fix, McGee.
Good.
The back steps. That top step has been loose for ages.
Oh, is that all? My gosh, that ain't enough of a job to hold a guy that he's as good a carpenter as I am's interest.
Well, it'll be a big favor to me, McGee. Especially for the grocery man.
Yeah, why? Did he take a flop on that loose step again?
Every day.
Oh?
I understand that in the grocery trade, this place is known as McGee's Flop House.
Well, lead me to it, Tootsie. I'll soon fix that.
Honestly, though, his falls have begun to follow a pattern.
Yeah?
Yes, sir. Every morning about this time, he comes up the back walk with my order, and he always hollers,
"Closer, boy!"
Huh? Why don't you watch where he's going?
Open the door, quick!
Okay. Well, folks, I fell over again.
Are you hurt, Mr. Frank? Did you hurt yourself?
Well, I just can't tell to get up, Miss McGee. Feels like I busted something. I took a spill this time that was positively phenomenal. Yeah, let me help you up, boy. What'd you bust, a rib or a leg? I don't know, I just felt something break when I hit and... Oh, here it is. Bottle of ketchup. Oh, God, I knew you busted something.
Well, now, just so you're not hurt.
Yeah, now, don't worry about the ketchup, Frank. Don't give it a thought, boy. You can bring us another bottle anytime. Just so it's today.
Himself is just getting ready to fix that step, Mr. Frank. So the next time you come, be careful.
Yes, ma'am. thinking that tumble was known asphalt one. I've stumbled over that loose step at least, Al. Sorry, Al. Well, enough to know better. You ought to watch it, Frank. If I can't remember to step over, then I just deserve to have you come and get your own groceries. Well, when you bring the ketchup back, I'll bring it back this afternoon, and I'll watch that top step this time, and my name ain't Frank of Frank. Before Miss McGee, everything else is there. Goodbye. Well, now, McGee, if you'll put about 3 good nails in that top step, where do I dump my tools out here, size up there? Don't make a big thing out of it, dearie. Just nail it down and let it go. Oh, no. That's the amateur's way. I'm going to pry the whole step off and put it back on right.
Oh, dear.
Now, you watch this. I nearly shoved the crowbar under the edge of the step. Exert a slight pressure and the whole step will lift right off. That split right up the middle.
Certainly did.
Well, I'll find a new piece of wood now.
Hi, Johnny. It's me, kid.
Well, hello, Miss Jones.
Hi, old-timer. Where'd you come from?
Black River, Missouri, Johnny. I was born there in 18... Oh, you mean just now.
Yeah.
I come up the driveway and... Hey, what you tearing down, the house?
No, he's fixing the back step, Mr. Oldtimer. Now, if you boys will excuse me, I'll take the groceries in and start lunch.
Well, don't worry, Tootsie. I'll build you a new step.
I'd be glad to help you, Johnny, but if there's one thing I am, it's no carpenter.
Well, I can handle it. Now, see, where's my wrecking bars?
Me and Papa put up one of them prefab houses one time, though. It come out very interesting.
Yeah?
They sent us all the parts for a 9-room house. A set of blueprints to show what part went where. Sounded very simple.
Simple, my clavicle. A set of blueprints is nothing to sneeze at.
That's what I told Papa, but he sneezed at him anyhow and blew them blueprints sky high. When we come down again, they were all mixed up and we couldn't get them straight.
But you put the house up anyhow, huh?
Yeah, and it was a doozy, son.
It was?
Probably the only house ever built where you had to go upstairs to get to the basement.
My gosh, you really mixed them blueprints up.
We sure There was four windows in the living room, but we never got a bit of light. Well, four windows ought to be enough to let in plenty of light. Not when they're made out of solid wood and got doorknobs on them. I suppose the doors were solid glass. No, the kitchen floor was solid glass. Doors was linoleum.
Cedar Reader, the Cedar Rapids Cedar Chest Man.
You never did.
Well, sit down, baby, and I will. You see, C. Sweeter was a leader in Cedar, and the cedar for leader Cedar Chest had to be sawed just so.
I see.
Now, I had me a sawmill where I sawed out cedar seesaws. And when C. Sweeter first seen me sawing, he said he'd saw cedar sawed by sawmill from Cedar Rapids to Seattle. But he never saw a cedar saw or saw a cedar like I saw a cedar before. Well, sir, I wish you could have saw the scene at the sawmill that season. Because while I saw a cedar, see Sweeter sip cider, and between the cedar sawing and cedar sipping and the cider sipping, I just got so confused that you relax and I'll bend you a brand new shell.
Thank you.
expensive coats because their mama married me. Hey, Molly.
Yes, dearie.
The shelf's done. How's it look? Snazzy, huh?
Well, it looks fine, dearie.
Good.
You found a nice piece of wood to make it with, I see.
Yep, found it in the basement. Must have been pretty good wood because somebody took the trouble to wrap it all up in white cloth.
It was wrapped in white cloth, huh?
Yep.
And you saw the Don made a shelf out of it?
I cannot tell a lie. I did it with my little hatchet, saw, hammer, chisel, screwdriver, and a few nails.
That was my ironing board.
Well, what do you know about that? Well, I'll just have to build you a new ironing board, Tootsie. You're the girl that didn't have anything to fix around here. Why, there's enough work here to keep a carpenter busy all day, and all.
Come in. Out here, Dr. Gamble.
Oh, hello, my dear. And greetings to you, Super Skull. Super Skull? You mean Big Brain? No, I mean Fat Head. That's very clever, Doctor. You're just like a rifle bullet. Fast and deadly, you mean? All full of lead. Why aren't you in your office painting mothballs to look like vitamin pills? I'm out for a walk, sonny boy. Thought you might like to gather up that handful of putty you call muscles and join me. Ah, thanks, Fatso, but I got work to do. Where are you going? Out to grease a few sidewalks for the fracture trade?